and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we also ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. There will also be no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and any individual speaking in support or of opposition to the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2055, Jeffrey Allen Chorman and Molly Murphy Chorman.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a private airport with landing field with tie down and parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.7 acres, more or less. Property is located on the southerly right-of-way of Mills Road, being Road 205, 9 5/100 of a mile southeast of Cedar Neck Road, being Road 206. A 911A address was not available. The tax map ID is District 330, map 8, parcel 46, and being a part of that parcel. For the benefit of the record, this application was originally submitted back in October of 2015 and could not be processed since the site is located on lands that are within an agriculture preservation district. The Title III of the Delaware Code, Section 909A5, which references Agriculture Lands Preservation Act restrictions, was amended on May 11th of 2016 to allow for restricted landing areas. And that the commission, and that you did receive in your packet a copy of this application along with a copy of the staff analysis on this application. We did receive comments from DLDOT on August 26th of 2015 referencing that a traffic impact study is not recommended, and the current level of service A of Mills Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Those comments were provided on August 22nd of 2016, and they reference that the property is not in a current county operator maintained sanitary sewer or water district, that the property is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule at this time to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time. I received no other comments from any agency or individual to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Gibbs. Welcome back. It's been a while.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Robert Gibbs here on with Wilson, Morris James, Wilson, Halbrook and Byer.
Old habits die hard.
25 years and 3 years, it's tough. Here on behalf of Jeff and Molly Corman, virtually all of the exhibits and matters that have already been presented. I apologize for not having a separate notebook here this evening. I thought as I went through this evening, it probably would have been a little easier for you. I apologize for any inconvenience. As Mr. Lank has noted, this is an application for this private landing strip. Thank you, Janelle, for getting that up for us this morning. I think you all have them. The long strip, and it has a little flag dropping off of it, that is the 5.7 acre parcel, which is a part of the larger Sharp family partnership property. The 5.7 acres is the subject of a long-term land lease between the Sharp family and the applicants. While I'm thinking of it, an appropriate condition would be to file a memorandum of lease and this plan with the Office of the Recorder of Deeds so that the conditional use, if granted, would have an applicable piece of land that's definitive, because we're not asking for a conditional use for the overall tax map parcel. So the 5.7 acres is an application was submitted by the applicants to the FAA, and it's all been laid out and designated with, I don't know what the nomenclature is for the, no, the actual location, exact location, I don't know if it's global system points,
the GPS
points, but latitude, longitude, whatever. Those are all part of the plan, and so the FAA has approved this as a private landing strip with an appropriate advance area and taxiing area and so forth. And it's basically being sought as an adjunct to the Corman's use in their home, which is the 3-acre parcel, which is immediately to the west of the exactly right there. So that's the Corman's residence. The application itself, we submitted a copy of the long-term land lease. We submitted the application, of course. This survey, if it wasn't this survey, it was an earlier version of this survey, but we have a final survey that's been sealed and everything. The mailing list, of course, the underlying deeds to the Sharp family farm, and the State of Delaware Department of Transportation Support Facilities report that Mr. Lank mentioned in his initial comments. There has been no, first of all, just as far as the use itself, it is for private use. This is why we went to the legislature to try to dovetail the farmland preservation, which contemplates and allows this type of use, but the way the wording was and the fact that in Sussex County, even a conditional use for this has to be applied for, it was restricting. Yeah, so anyway, the change was made, and the farmland preservation was behind it with their attorney, who I worked with to get that minor change in the statute. I do have a proposed set of findings of fact. Mr. Robertson, would you like me to?
Yeah, you can hand them to me, and I got them earlier. No, I'll do it. I'll sign it. That's fine. No, that's fine. Yep.
And the proposed findings of fact, it puts in greater detail each one of the steps we went through to get the FAA approval, the change in the statute, limitation on the loose on the use, so that it is purely for private use as an adjunct to the residential property of the Cormans. And we also, Jeff Corman is here tonight as well. He has spoken with neighbors. I can have him come up and indicate what neighbors he contacted. Most of them are actually family members. The Sharp property virtually surrounds the property, and he has one of his neighbors here this evening. He has John Murphy, who is with the Sharp family, his father-in-law, and Bill Hopkins, who's with the Mills family, which is also a large landowner around it. And he got very recently two letters from two adjacent property owners indicating no objection. If there are
Are those letters in the record, Mr.?
No, he just received those this week, and he can, I can bring them up.
If he has them with him, he can introduce them. You can put them in the record now if you want.
You want them to come, Mr. Robertson, you want them to come in through him?
Or? No, you can just hand them to me. That's fine.
No, you just hand them up. Okay, that's fine.
All right, great, thanks. Yeah, that'll be part of the record. And they'll go up to county council, too.
So there you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You make it so easy. I can run through those proposed findings of fact with the board, or if you want to take a moment to review them, if you've got any questions. Well, or
I think what we could do, Mr. Gibbs, we could let the if your presentation of the application is concluded, we can certainly see if the commissioners have any questions. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I just hold for Jeff and his one neighbor to talk afterwards.
Well, they'll get an opportunity to speak when we take public testimony. Mr. Burton, do you have any questions for Mr. Gibbs?
I do.
For the applicant.
I do. So this is not associated with the chemical plane business that they do. This is just straight.
Now, the applicant has its major facility in Sussex County outside of Georgetown,
right,
and that's and also one in Greenwood on 9 Foot Road, and in those facilities they have gas and the agricultural products that they use for spraying and everything. This is so Jeff, if he needs to make a quick run home, or basically for private use and adjunct with the residents, but it's just a landing strip, a tie down area, and a parking area. He doesn't plan to have even gasoline there. I mean, maybe at some future time a tank in the ground. But right now he brings his trucks to his truck there if he happened to need gas, which he can get in either Greenwood or Georgetown. So he doesn't normally need to do that. But if he does, he's got a truck that has a tank on the back of it.
Okay, so no storing of any chemicals?
No.
At all associated with it. And then the lease. If the lease would go away, would the conditional use go away? Is that?
No, because the conditional use will travel with the land, Mr. Burton. It will not. The lease would really not be an issue, but I would imagine as a practical matter, if the lease went away, the use is pretty much going to go away.
Well, but we're recording the lease.
We could make it conditioned on it expiring if the lease expires.
You can place that as a condition that the conditional use expires.
We've never recorded a lease before, I guess.
Well, I don't know that that's particularly of a particular concern of ours. That would be something they would be doing. We don't need the lease recorded or not recorded. Once the conditional use is granted, it's going to run with the land. Unless, as our counsel just said, you make as a stipulation that when the lease expires, the conditional use expires. I wonder if you can do that, though. I don't think you can do that.
Well, I will put it this way.
We've been doing this for a little
while. Yeah, I don't know that it's ever been asked if we can or can't.
It's usually a new question.
We don't, because as I think maybe you stated, if the lease expires, the conditional use is still there under our code, and it's up to the parties to sort it.
Who's to say that the owners wouldn't want to lease that at some future time?
But exactly.
However, if the use lies dormant for 2 years, isn't it? 2 years? Three?
I think it's three.
Two. Three?
Is it two?
Yeah,
two.
Thought it was two. Then it will go away automatically. So I don't know that the lease is of a particular concern. At least not for me.
I made the comment that I think it just so that there is a record in the land records of what does this conditional use pertain to, that a memorandum of lease and the plot would be good to record that.
I think that's a certainly wise thing for you to recommend for your client's protection.
Yeah.
It isn't necessarily anything that the county would need, but I think it's good advocacy on your part.
Thank you.
I have no further questions.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Just for further clarification, this is only used for personal use, not for the agricultural spraying business.
No.
Okay. Then based on that, Mr. Chairman, I understand the application. I have no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Ross.
I understand the application.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions. Thank you.
All right, then. Mr. Brandaway.
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell.
None, thank you.
Mr. Lank.
I got to have a question. Is the applicant a member, or does he participate in the flying farmers?
He'll have to answer that. I don't know that.
Flying farmers is a group.
Nodding in the affirmative.
We've had the public hearings on that before.
Yeah.
We've had applicants come in for a private airstrip, and basically they want to make sure that their friends can fly in to visit, and sometimes it's five or six planes come in within a matter of, say, an hour. They have a little picnic, and off they go. So, just curious. If there's any neighbors here, they might want to know.
He's here to answer.
If there's more than just activities by the applicants landing his aircraft.
Good party's not a bad thing on a personal level.
All right. Counselor, you have any questions?
I do not.
You do not. All right, then. Well, Mr. Gibbs, we appreciate your presentation. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in this application and would like to speak.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll ask if there anyone here in favor wishes to speak in favor of conditional use number 2055, Jeffrey Allen Corman and Molly Murphy Corman. And if you're in favor, this would be the time to raise your hand. All right, come on up here and give us your name, and you may have the floor for as long or as short a time as you wish.
I think we'll keep it pretty short. I'm Bill Hopkins. Good evening, everyone.
Okay.
I live just to the east of this runway. There's a branch between Jeff and I.
Okay.
And I really don't have a problem with, like the gentleman over here said, with six planes, they want to come in one day. I mean, as long as it's not an airport, like Baltimore, I'm good with that. I don't have a problem with the runway.
I don't think there's much chance of any passenger service coming in there.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I live probably 500 feet to the east of this. I have no problem with that. If they want to fly in and out of there, I don't see where anything can be hurt by this.
So you would consider yourself a close neighbor?
Well, probably other than his father-in-law, the closest neighbor he's got.
And you have no issue with it?
I have absolutely no issue with it.
You are on the record.
Thank you.
All right,
have a good evening.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Anybody else like to speak in favor? All right, then. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2055? Okay, there being none, does anyone on the commission have any questions? Any further questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2056, Raynell E. Garcia.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office storage of vehicles and equipment and repair equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.06 acres more or less. The property is located at the east of Marshall Street, being Road 225, 2,800 feet north of Johnson Road, being Road 207. The 911 address is 7411 Marshall Street, Lincoln. The tax map ID is District 330, Map 15, Parcel 20.01. And for the benefit of the record, this application was submitted on June 23rd of 2016. The commission has received a copy of the survey and site plan in their packet, along with a copy of a staff analysis on the application. DLDOT did provide comments on June 8th of 2016, and they referenced that a traffic impact study was not recommended. County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division provided comments on August 22nd, 2016, referencing that the property is not in a current county operator maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the property is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule at this time to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I have unless you were to have questions. I've not received any additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
All right, sir, thank you. And is there someone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir, come on up. Good evening, sir. I'm just guessing that maybe you're Mr. Garcia.
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay.
Good evening, Chairman.
Tell us who you are.
My name is Daniel Perez. I'm the agent on the applicant for Renault Garcia.
What kind of agent are you?
Well, I work for his corporation, Delray Foundation.
Oh, okay.
But since the parcel is in his name, I represent him doing the administration part.
I asked the question because the word agent has legal meanings that we just need to establish what kind of agent you were. So you're actually an employee of the
corporation.
The corporation for whom this is being sought.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Go ahead, proceed.
Basically, Mr. Garcia would like to obtain the certificate of occupancy. It's kind of current with the previous owner, which was Susan and Susan Berwicks, the Berwicks first name. They had a conditional use. It was approved, and I do have the number. And basically, he just wants to succeed with that after purchasing the property in December of 15. All he is asking for is just exactly what the gentleman explained. Storage of his equipment. He is a foundation company, but he will not do any mixing, no cement crushing. All it is just his employee vehicles will be parked there and then pick up the trucks and then they go to the site. All his materials, some will be at this location as a temporary a hold unit, so it could be delivered to the sites upon delivery time when it's required. And just equipment repair. He has a few not very industrial equipment, but not too heavy, Bobcats, excavators, and that's about it. He would like to keep an office there so he can conduct business, talk to project managers, contractors, and potential clients if he does have. And that's about it. I can give you the previous. Which was approved before. And before it was a auto repair. And that was approved. The owners were Ronald and Susan Berwicks of Milford. The certificate of occupancy number before was 1975, same property. So we're just applying for our new one.
All right, sir. We thank you. I tell you what, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for
mm-hmm.
you. Okay, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I'm just a little confused. What exactly are you storing there? I don't know what the business is. So
it's foundation. He basically does foundations for all the house residential homes.
The masonry contractor.
Okay.
Oh yes, I'm
masonry
sorry.
And concrete.
Masonry okay. and concrete. I'm sorry, sir. Okay. Yes, exactly. Basically, what he's holding, or just temporary, is rebars, basic foundation. I think they call it stilts to hold the foundation, which are wood. There are no chemicals, will be no chemicals on the site. He did build a fence, which was approved. We did have a building permit for that. So it is secured, not unsightly at all from the neighbors. We did go around and talk to the neighbors. Low noise-wise, like I said, is not industrial or no mixing. So all it is just coming in and out, basically. And he would do it during, which we request business hours from 6 a.m. to about 6 p.m. So no late night stuff.
What were those hours again?
6 a.m. through 6 p.m.
Okay. Is that what, Monday through Friday?
Or? Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
You say no maintenance of vehicles on the site?
Maintenance, yes. He has a garage, a standing garage right now. And he will put vehicles or equipment that needs repairs, but no repairs outside.
No repairs outside.
Nothing outside.
Nothing outside.
I think part of your application said to repair equipment.
Exactly.
But it'll be all indoors.
All indoors.
Is there any plan to buffer the property away from the other neighbors? I mean, tell me how you see the property looking.
Perfect question. He would like to put a little bit landscape around the fence. Everything as far as the storage unit will be behind the building. So if you do drive down Marshall, All you see is the building, which he would consider the office, and a garage on the side, which he calls a storage. And he would like to put a little bit of landscape and shrubbery around the area, just to give it a little picturesque view.
And the entrance, are you part of the road that's running back to Jumping Jack Lane? Are you going to be planning on using that?
No, we do not plan to use that at all. That is the neighbor behind that has the access to that. He, in fact, the fence is right up to Jumping Jack Lane within his boundary limits, and he will not have access to it because the fence is closed off. The only entrance and exit is a horseshoe in front of the office on Marshall.
Those are all the questions I have at this time.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have in my packet what appears to be a schematic drawing.
Yes, conceptual. Mm-hmm.
That's what you conceptualized at some point in time maybe building.
Correct.
But today we're just talking about the conditional use on the property.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I understand the application. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Rollins?
Just one question on the repair of the vehicles. This is just vehicles or equipment owned by the company, not by outside.
No retail, retail services for public. Uh-huh. No, this is only solely for the for his corporation.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then, would you require a sign of some kind, or do you don't need signings?
We do require a sign. I did a little bit of research here, and I believe the sign requirements is no more than 32 square foot.
Correct. Yeah.
So we do require, or we do request that in front of the building. Right now, the vehicles are pickup trucks, which has no advertising as of yet. As soon as we get the approval, you'll put the advertising on the trucks.
Since your hours are 6 to 6, then that sign need not be lighted, would it?
No.
Okay, so no non-lighted sign. Okay. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
No questions, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Brandaway.
None, thank you.
Cornwell.
None, thank you.
Mr. Lang.
Just to clarify on the material that will be stored, you reference rebar.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be storing any blocks since you're doing residential foundation work?
Cement blocks.
Some.
Probably, yes, on skids, and it would never be off the skids.
And typically it would be, most of your block is probably shipped or hauled directly to a job site, and you may have material left over that would go back to this site?
Exactly, or it would go to dispose or wherever they need to.
Right, but it will be on skids.
Everything will be on skids.
So it'll be on pallets.
Pallets.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Counselor.
No questions. Thanks.
Okay. I'll just make a couple of comments since I know a little bit about how construction companies operate and what happens on their yards. I can pretty much guarantee you that 5 years from now, this place is going to look like a bomb hit it.
I agree with
now,
you.
That being said, that's just sort of the nature of your business, and I understand that. And I just want to make sure that you are aware that as part of the conditional use process, the commission has the ability to place conditions on the approval. And one of those conditions very likely is going to be some substantial screening so that everybody doesn't have to look at all your stuff, okay? And I'm just suggesting to you that that might be if the commission views the application favorably, that would very likely be a requirement. So, just so. But I understand it's the nature of your business. Try as you might to keep it neat and orderly at all times. It is a job.
Yes, sir.
I understand that.
Yes, sir.
Believe me, I do. So,
Mr. Chairman, can I ask another question?
Yes.
I might have missed it, but are you going to have any dumpsters on site?
One, yes, a yard dumpster, yes.
And typically a condition may be that the dumpster be screened just so it's not in view of the public road and the neighbor.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I did, with the research for the previous conditional use, you did have that recommendation for the dumpster. This will be directly behind the building, again, behind the storage unit. So, and then adjacent neighbors from side to side cannot really see it because he will put a fence around it.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sir.
One more question. Okay. How many vehicles are you planning on?
Yes, sir. We estimate with the lot, with the building size, we would like to request up to 15 vehicles on the lot. That is mostly employees that leave their vehicle during the day and go to the work site, and then maybe four for the office workers, and then whoever else wants to come as visitors.
Do the vehicles stay there?
No. At night, the lot will be empty, exception of the Bobcat excavators, commercial equipment.
Okay, so the 15 would be?
Would be during the day, during the operation hours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else on the commission have any questions before we move along? All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2056, Reynold Garcia? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2056? Yes, sir, come on up.
How are we doing? My name is Josh Nash. I live at 19119 Jumping Jack Lane, the only address on Jumping Jack Lane. Okay. I border the property on two sides. Okay. I'm speaking in opposition, but honestly, I'm all for his project as long as the light pollution and the noise are taken in consideration. Okay. I have a small farmette, bees, chickens, vegetables. And there are certain vegetable crops that are photosensitive to light cycles, things like that. So I just want all that stuff controlled, kept on the property.
As I had mentioned to the applicant, the commission does have the ability to place conditions on an approval if they should choose to approve. One of those conditions certainly can be inward directed lighting only. In other words, no big light that shines away from the site. Everything has to stay on the site. And that's the other reason why I was careful to point out the possibility of a requirement for a buffer for the same reasons you're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming forward and commenting as you have, and we certainly will take your concerns into consideration.
May I speak a little bit further?
Yeah, sure. Keep going.
I talked to Ray this morning. He seems like a very agreeable individual. Mm-hmm. I did tell him my concerns. Now that the weather's cooling off, I've been sleeping with my windows open. But the 6 a.m., 6 p.m. start and end time, I'm fine with that. There are days that I want to sleep till 7, cutting rebar, backup beepers from two-ton trucks. Those are the types of things that I want addressed. The trucks that they do use, they are full-size work trucks. Right. They do have the reverse beepers. I'd like them backed in at night. So they pull straight ahead in the morning, so there's not seven work trucks backing up at 6:15 in the morning.
Right.
Things like that.
How close is your actual residence to this site?
The front of my house is 300 feet off that line.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. I can hear voices. I can hear individual conversations.
That time of day, you probably can't.
Yeah. But otherwise, I'm all for it.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. Your concerns are duly noted and on the record.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1806, WYWJ Ventures, LLC. Goodness.
Sounds like a radio station.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking that same thing.
This application is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 3.034 acres more or less. Property is located at the west of Sussex Highway, being U.S. Route 13, 950 feet south of Adams Road, being Road 600. The 911 address is 14392 Sussex Highway, Bridgeville, The tax map ID number is 530, map 14, parcel number 21. The commission was, I just advised the commission that this application was submitted on June 17 of 2016. The commission has received a copy of a survey and packet of information, and they received a copy of a staff analysis on this application. DLDOT did provide comments on February 19, 2016, and they referenced that the department recommends that this rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. And they add that this segment of Sussex Highway has a level of service C. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on August 22, 2016, and they referenced that the property is not in a current county operated or maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the property is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule at this time to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, to date, I've received no additional comments from any individual or agency on this application, and it, if you have any questions for me, I will so respond.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir.
Good evening, Council Chairman and members. My name is Wei Hong Patrick Liu. I'm the manager of the LLC. I'm a resident of New Jersey.
Okay.
We believe this is a rezone request for infill between other commercial properties.
Can you speak directly into the mic, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just, you can actually pull it a little closer.
Microphone won't pick it.
Okay. Is it better?
Yes.
Okay.
You.
So I believe this is a rezone for infill between other commercial property on US 14. At one point, this is a 3-acre property with 1,100 building in there. At one point, the former owner of the property have used it as a construction builder office, and actually had a extra size parking lot on the back of the building for extra parking. So I believe this is a we request and we for this to be rezoned to commercial, that's pretty much my point.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Ross this time.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
Good evening.
I'm good. Do you have an intended use for the property? What do you plan on doing with the property?
We plan to use it for to develop like office use. Similar to the previous use at one point used for a office building type. So this, like I said, this already had to build an extra lot, parking lot for the back for additional parking for that kind of office use.
So you intend on leasing the property out to someone to use, not for your own?
It will not be for my own, because like I said, I'm a resident of New Jersey, mm-hmm. and we plan to develop for different other people to use.
For leases. Do you have other similar type businesses in Delaware or in New Jersey that you can?
We don't.
We do. This is your first foray into commercial.
Correct. Yes. So, we owned this property more than 12 years ago. So this has been a while.
Right.
We have rented out as other usages.
Oh. And what were some of the other uses you rented the property for?
It was residential use, and like I said, at one point used as an office. That's all I know of.
Okay. Do you plan on improvements to the property to expand any of the buildings or anything like that, or using the current footprint?
Right now the footprint is 1,100. We don't plan to invest money right now, but if I have the right appropriate partner, I might. It is a rectangular long strip with an entrance to US 14, so it really depends.
Okay. On the tenant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions, sir.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
And could you share for the commission what some of the other uses are in the area? You talked about this being commercial infill. What other commercial projects are there on nearby?
Well, right next to us is the electrical local. they use it as an office. I talked to the one of the rep today, and right north of us is all, it's the, I provide a map in my application. The north of us is Greenwood, and it's all commercial, all from Greenwood up, it's all commercial property from that point on. South of us is not at this point, and across from on US 13, it's owned by MTR, and it's also a large corporate building about 300, 400 feet from us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
Really a question for maybe Lawrence. Is the town of Greenwood, is that the commercial red that's there, or is that?
This site is south of the co-op.
Yes, is this not adjacent to Greenwood?
It's like right next, right, the piece of property to the south is commercial.
That's all, what is that, county?
That's county.
That's co-op.
The red is a co-op.
That is a co-op. That is a co-op.
The intersection of Adams Road and Sussex Highway, the big piece, pipe stem to the north, that's the co-op, and it goes north to the town of Greenwood. Commercial almost all the way up.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Okay, Mr. Brandaway?
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Lang?
Now, just for reference, the being there questions raised about the use of the property adjacent to this on south is commercial, the large square block. It's approximately several hundred feet to the south on the opposite side of 13 is the all span.
Okay.
Where they do the trusses. That part's commercial.
A lot of commercial out there.
And then there's another commercial piece to the south of that on the west side of 13. Just so you know where we are.
Thank you. Okay. Councilor, any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1806 WYWJ Ventures LLC? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1806? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1807, WYWJ Ventures, LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, containing 8.0475 acres, more or less. Property is located at the west of Sussex Highway, U.S. Route 13, 2,110 feet north of Cannon Road, being Route 18. 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 131, Map 19, Parcel Number 4. This application was submitted on June 17th of 2016. The commission does have, or did receive, copies of the survey and a packet of information and a copy of the staff analysis on this application. DLDOT provided comments on February 19th of 2016. And they reference that the department recommends that this rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed, and that this segment of Sussex Highway has a level of service C. County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on August 22nd, 2016. And they reference that the property is not in a current county operator maintained sanitary sewer or water district, that the property is located in the western Sussex planning area, Bridgeville growth and annexation area, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule at this time to provide sewer service, that the applicants can contact the town of Bridgeville for information about future central sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Again, I received no additional comments from an individual or agency on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. Come on up. You look familiar.
Good evening again.
And you still have to give us your name again.
My name is Wei Hong Patrick Liu. I'm the manager of WYWJ Venture. Okay. I'm a resident of New Jersey. Again, this is a similar, this is a request for rezoning from AR1 to CR1. We believe the current use is no longer appropriate for resident. We are right next to a lot designated for high industry, and which basically is a automobile service industry. And right after that, right south of that is a automobile salvage business. And really, I provided in my applications a satellite photograph of the auto salvage business, and you could see that it basically overshadowed the rest of the property in the nearby, including my property. So I believe that being just for residential is no longer the appropriate, the most best use for the property, I should say.
Okay, thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions. Mr. Ross, you want to start us off again?
Same question. Do you have a planned use for the property?
We own this property again for more than 15, 16 years, and it was just a plain wood, and we have no specific plan at this point. We just noticed that we are surrounded by the commercial property at this point.
I notice a good portion of this property is wooded. Are there any wetlands or anything on the property that you're familiar with?
Not that I know of. I mean, I did walk through the wood, and deer was hiding there and eating the farm nearby that I know of.
Okay. Well, just so you're aware that before you start doing any improvements on the property, whether we approve the change of zone or not, you might want to get that checked.
I understand. I need to get the appropriate permit for any specific use, yes.
So your plans would be to lease the property out to a tenant, possibly improve the property to suit a tenant?
Either lease it or develop with another partner, but just as a resident, I think there's very, very limited use for our development. So we are hoping for a different zoning for a different development.
Okay. That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Questions, sir.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Is this property currently being used for anything at this time?
No, other than being the shelter for deer. No.
Okay.
That answers all my questions, Mr.
No Burton? No problem. Okay, Mr. Brandaway.
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Lank? Don't let us down.
No question.
Okay. Counselor?
No questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sir. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in this application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1807 WYWJ Ventures LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1807? Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. We are Randy and Joyce Jones. We live across the highway from the proposed parcel of land. Our side is all residential. Of course, we have Heritage Shores to the north of us, and we have those two commercial properties across to the south of us. Our concern is that we probably will need an impact study on traffic because of Heritage Shores and then this. And we don't know what he's planning to put in there. But we would like to keep the area zoned as is because of the residents around it. More commercial property, I don't think, would benefit us at all. We're trying to live in a rural setting for family life. And of course, the two properties that were spoken of that are commercial have been there for 40 years. And we've adapted, you know, and they have, when they changed and added the one garage place, he was very gracious and did exactly what he said he was going to do in order to put that in there. And we really appreciate it. Right now, we don't know what we're gonna get. And you can, when you change it, you can say whatever you want to put in, but you can put in whatever you want after it's been rezoned.
Well, anything that's allowed in that classification, yeah.
But
not just anything.
But right now, that's our home. And we do have a concern as to what goes across the street from us.
How long have you lived there?
40 years.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. We've been there about 40 years.
Are you right on the highway? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, I know where your house is. Yeah, I know not exactly where you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know where I lived, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. that is our concern, along with some of the other neighbors in the area.
Okay.
Traffic and more traffic. Praise God for that traffic light they put down there at 18, because mm-hmm. that allows us to get in and out, you know.
Yeah.
That's our concern. We don't want to stop anybody from doing what they want to do, but we do want to protect what we have.
Okay.
I guess I have a question.
Sure.
When you file an application, you only send that letter to folks that are 200 feet away from the property, is that right?
That's correct.
I guess in this situation, like George was saying, when the guy put the auto salvage or whatever it's called, he made a personal visit to all the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to them one-on-one. We didn't know anything about this until we got a letter, and then nobody said anything since. Mm-hmm. So we're truly concerned about what's going to be put there if you guys agree to change.
Yeah, from residential.
Well, and I understand your concern, because it is a change of zone, and once the zone changes, anything that's allowed in that classification could potentially go there.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate what you're saying.
Okay.
And as I've been listening tonight, I've heard when folks ask for changes, they make comments like there are no adverse financial disadvantages to the properties that are around.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't impact them.
Yes, yes.
It does impact, yeah. It would impact whether you could, if you decide you didn't want to leave, what you could get for your property value. So that's our concern this evening.
Okay.
And we ask you to consider that in your deliberations, okay?
Can I ask a question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Behave yourself.
You've been there 40 years, you said, right? So you dealt with Joe Johnson with the auto salvage business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
He applied once or twice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The piece next to that is there's an auto repair shop.
It was.
The metal building, tire service, or whatever.
Yes. When we moved there, it was an old junkyard.
That's been there for a year. That was an old junkyard, too, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And it's continually
changed. That's actually industrial zone, I believe, for that purpose.
That's an LI. Isn't that an LI zone in there?
It's HI.
HI zone?
But originally, that wasn't a salvage business. Wow. That was non-conforming.
Man, it's like outside.
Mm-hmm. And now we got
Joe Johnson applied for conditional use at least twice.
Yeah.
That's a large salvage business there.
Is, yeah.
When he said he applied twice, did he get?
I think he reapplied for an expansion.
He got approved both times.
He's got the landscaping and the berm on one side, that type of thing. The piece to the north of this site, is that Mr. Louis?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Residence there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not
too far. Yeah, and then not too far view. There used to be a conditional use for a veterinary hospital.
Yes. He's retired.
That's Dr. Outman.
Dr. Outman, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's retired now.
And to the north over there is another conditional use.
What are we going to do without
it? It's a small place that's not been used yet, but it's got a time extension for a, I can't remember, dental surgeon, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
So you knew about that one, too?
No.
You didn't know about that one?
No.
That's about 4 years ago, just so you know.
Where?
And where is it?
About 4 years ago, it's the last house on the right going north. It's a little. It's not been utilized yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So, oh, and
he, I believe he has to reapply.
Yeah. Okay.
So you might be hearing from that one too.
Okay.
And what did they want to put there?
It was a dental surgeon, just like a dentist office.
Dentist office.
Oh, okay.
Dentist office.
So just so you know, that might come back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Hmm. Hi, my name is Jeff Louie. I live on 20244 Sussex Highway and 20268 Sussex Highway. I don't necessarily have a problem with the commercial, but kind of like them, I want to know what's going to be there because I do live adjacent to the property.
Right.
And I walk right there, walk along the woods, walk my dogs there.
The challenge that this group has is the question we're here to ask as to whether or not this site is appropriate for the zoning classification requested. And that zoning classification is very broad, or does permit a multitude of different uses. We don't get to pick and choose those. Then this is why it is a very serious matter to change the zone. Okay, as opposed to you may have heard this evening the term conditional use. Conditional use is a more specific request,
exactly,
where you know exactly what's going to be done. And you can address that. So please be assured that the gravity of the situation is not lost on us. We understand what we're dealing with, and certainly appreciate your concern.
Yeah, that's my base. I mean, we're sort of related, but my father used to own it all, and we basically bought it so it would be like that, so we could walk out and see the trees and see everything. And he said, "Not a problem if it's light commercial, but like you said, it could be anything."
Well, I'm sure they'd sell it to you for the right price.
Probably not.
Probably tonight.
No.
You're concerned about the uses that are listed.
I'm kind of exactly like them.
Okay.
It's one thing when you know, like your conditional uses, so it's different. But if it can be anything, I don't want something where I'm staying up and I got to worry about people coming and throwing trash and heaven forbid my dog's going around there, and obviously they can't run free anymore. Things like that, and the things that I do there, and I'm sure the same things they worry about because their family is always over there, and they have a large family. If I remember the correct house, I'm sure they don't want to have depending on what's there, their view blocked and things like that. And I'm pretty sure quite a bit of it is wetlands also.
Okay.
The dilemma we run into in these types of questions is, where should commercial zoning go? And if you deny commercial zonings on Route 13, then does that mean that you're going to approve them on some secondary road offside? And then the people on the secondary road say, well, now look, why doesn't that commercial zone stay on the arterial road? So this is the wait. It's always a battle. It's always a battle for us to decide that. It's a dilemma of where should commercial properties be zoned, on an arterial road or a secondary road. Generally speaking, the arterial road wins because that's where the infrastructure is to support.
Oh, I agree. Actually, if I didn't live there, it would be a different story. Or if you want to change mine to commercial, I can sell it all. But obviously living there and having, almost 9-10 acres there, obviously living there is different. Sure, if you live here, you want to know what's going beside you. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is going to be something where there's 1,000 teenagers running in and out and throwing trash.
I don't think the track is big enough for a Walmart, so I think you're okay there.
But depending still, but another Royal Farms, whatever, that's quite a bit of traffic. It can be used for anything. And that's, like I said, I'm sure I had the same concerns as the other neighbors. That's all. Right. I said, I have a problem with commercial.
I understand.
I just want to know what it is. That's all.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close.
Meeting before council.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This will be a second round.
Yeah. Before we close the public hearing, just want to remind everyone, the applicant and those of you who have an interest in these applications, this is the first of two public hearings. You do understand that there is a second public hearing in front of county council. Our job is to make a recommendation to them, but they will conduct their own hearing and they will make a final decision. So you don't want to forget that about the second hearing in front of county council. Okay? And with that, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1808, William T. Pedden III.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.9192 acres, more or less. Property is located at the south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 800 feet east of Harbison Road, being Route 5. The 911 address is 26526 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison. The tax map ID numbers are 235, map 30, parcel 63, and 63.01. This application was filed on June 20th of 2016. The commission previously received a copy of the survey in their packet, along with a copy of the staff analysis of this application. Property has been the subject of two previous conditional use applications, being conditional use number 1361 in the year 2000 and conditional use number 1746 in the year 2008, and was intended for office, showroom, and artisan artist space, and were approved and did so operate or are still in operation. The Delta provided comments on November 25th of 2015, and they referenced that the third department recommends this rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that a need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. County Engineering provided comments through the Utility Planning Division on August 22nd, 2016, and they referenced that the property is not in a current county operated or maintained sanitary sewer or water district, that the property is located in a north coastal planning area, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule at this time to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. I received no additional comments to date from any individual or agency on this application. That's all I have.
All right, so we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Chairman, council members, commissioners, excuse me.
We've been called.
Ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Payton. I've owned the property for 16 years. I own like 1.92 acres or something. I utilize about half of that. So I have 1 acre behind me that I've been thinking about doing something with here lately. What I've been thinking about doing with it requires me to be doing commercial, I do believe. And that is to do like an indoor sort of amusement, not amusement area, but been thinking about a bow shooting range, as well as activities rooms such as yoga, weightlifting, rock climbing, different things like that. Just something for people to do around here besides go to the beach, go to the outlets, and whatever else it is they do.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So is your intent to, at least at this time, to continue with having your business there?
Yes.
And what about the house in the front? Is that?
That's my office.
That's what, your office?
Yes.
Because that was before it was used for.
It's always been my office.
But there's other things going on
there. Excuse me?
Weren't there other things going on there too? Like, it seemed like there was. I don't know if it was antiques
contracting,
or.
I'm a general contractor and I have a maintenance repair company.
Yeah, I know what you do, but yeah. I might be getting my houses mixed up then. Is the property next to you, is that Tupperware? Or is that a couple houses?
No, that's one house over. That's one more house towards the Harbison Light.
Okay.
The house next to me is Wayne Hudson's house. I believe he rents it out.
Okay. Because I believe the Tupperware property was part of a commercial.
That was recently rezoned in the last year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That was, I had to think about the name. I can't remember what the name was.
Yeah, I think pretty much basically I'm surrounded by, I have Wayne Hudson where Clean Delaware was.
And Bob Davidson across the
street. Bob Davidson across the street, and then the substation right next to Bob.
Auto repair shop.
Auto repair, right, exactly.
So it's in character with the rest of the area from my perspective. And, you know, as you know, if you do decide to put in those businesses, that's going to be subject to site plan and
sure.
All your regulatory agencies that some that you never imagined exist. Mr. Chairman, I have no questions.
Mr. Burton, I understand the application.
Okay, Mr. Ross.
Is this a copy of the original survey?
That is the original survey, yes.
I'm like, you don't see something of this age across our desk very often. Somebody's keeping meticulous files. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
No questions, sir.
Okay, Mr. Vandeweghe?
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lank, it's up to you.
Just for the record. You made reference to a possible shooting range.
Archery, yes.
What was that again?
Archery.
Archery. That's
right, right.
Even better, but it still has to go to Board of Adjustment for a special use exception.
Yep. Regardless.
The office, the artist is still being utilized. They will continue?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that that's still active. So you have a commercial use that's already established, and you want to expand it, and you've already had two conditional uses.
Right.
You don't want to have to come back.
No.
That's what I figured. So that's why I asked that question. Okay.
Okay.
So you're trying to really get the zoning for the conforming zoning for what you use it for already and expand it to the rear.
Right.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Counselor?
No questions.
All right, sir. We thank you for your presentation. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1808? William Payden III. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1808? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. And that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is Tidewater Landing, subdivision 2013-2, final subdivision plan.
This is an application